英语 PK 台，大家学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的地道美语口语经典，欢迎收我们的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
Good afternoon everyone and thank you for listening again。
又见面了，我们的轻松美语课啊，今天呢有两段精彩的对话，同学们一起要来学习，这个的主题是什么呢？ And the topic is
Back to school，
回到学校。
Right，
哎，其实我们不是真正的回到学校 Back to school，只是我们的一个 memories back to school.
Exactly, going back to school in our mind.
是从我们的记忆当中呢回到了学校啊。
Mm-hmm.
尤其是我们平时在生活当中啊，经常看到这个，比如说路边的一些同学啊、学生啊，看到一些关于学校的新闻呢、啊。
对。
在这种时候啊，你看每个人都是读过书的。
就想一下他们的那个学校时候的天，对。
学校时候的那些日子，哎，有的时候真的是很多的滋味啊。
Yeah, yeah.
因为每个人在读书的时候吧，都觉得那读书的时候嘛，挺累的，哎呀，挺烦人的，
yeah.
恨不得早点快快的 grow up。
Yeah, there's a rush to grow up. There always is. Everyone feels that. It's a tough time.
A rush to grow up. 就非常着急的要长大、着急的要脱离这个学校的环境、这种束缚、
对，
这种考试 exam, 这种 pressure 和压力。
对对对，父母都说你快点睡，多点睡，有考试
啊，
哈一下。
Mark 老师、您的作为美国的孩子，您也遭受这样的压力吗？
It's really different in America. 我觉得在美国有钱的问题。你的父母想不想那个花那么多钱？你上比较好的大学，或者那个比较远的大学、如果你在那个加利福尼亚的州，如果你家在哪儿，那年两年三年都可以比较便宜，在那个那个国家的那个公教的学校、比较便宜很多，可能三分之一这么多。
哎，可是那在你们国家，不是跟那个学习成绩有关系吗？上个什么样的大学？是跟 money 跟钱。有关系啊、
Money is very important. I remember having this conversation with my father. 我的爸爸说，那个最有名的大学，如果你第四年之后，那个 master's program， 如果你学那在一个特别有名的大学，有点好，但是你第四年那个学在大学那没有什么关系，因为那个有名的大学可能有有名的老师，但是他的有名的关系就是那个他们写什么书。
他的著作
做什么 research？
他的一个 project，
对，不是他们的教课的办法。
哦，
对，
所以你们是考虑到钱的问题。
Kind of, yeah. I mean, we really had an honest talk. Like, hey, if you want me to spend, you know, $120,000 on tuition alone, we can do that. We're prepared to do that. But you'd better make the most of these 4 years, and you'd better get a scholarship into a graduate program, or start earning money immediately afterward, because you're kind of stretching us at that point.
那如除了大学之外，那这个初中和高中这些，有没有一些你的那种？记忆啊 ，good memories.
I have lots of good memories from college.
那你要是想到这个 high school 或者是这个 middle school 的时候，你又会想到自己的什么样的事情呢？有没有那些很好的 academic performances 之类的，学业成绩很好啊，被老师同学喜欢啊这种？
对对对，我写是特别好，所以我觉得
writing,
对对对对，我那个我的老师都喜欢看我写什么所以他们都给我打分。
哎呦，还是个作文高手。
对，我有点不好的感觉，因为那个写太容易，所以其他的学校学那应该不这么好，所以我的分都是很高，但是我没有看他的书，我看那个最后 index。然后看那个 page 96 also page 120 okay here these two sentences are enough for my paper and then just write it you know kind of fluently
哎呀、哎呦这就是一枚学霸呀哈
a little bit
是一个学霸呀哎呀学霸不知道学渣的心痛啊马克老师是属于那种写作很能力
才容易所以我觉得我可以今年之后有孩子可以必须他试一下比较高的大学。
哎呀，这成绩好的都是觉得想起来都是，哎呀，当年成绩优良的时候那些，哟，好汉不提当年勇了哈，提起来都觉得没啥。哎呀，学渣不懂学霸的心情啊。
Yeah, the sooner you get into good school, the better, I would say. Yeah.
这个在我们的记忆当中呢，我们觉得这个学生的时代哈，它有一种单纯，有一种轻松。 有一种相对的快乐，尤其是当你真的长大了以后，你开始 work 了以后，哎，你就觉得这个 school time 还是挺好的。
Actually, it's pretty good. Actually, they have more free time than they know. You know.
尤其是你说的这个对 free time,
yeah,
自由
yeah.
想干嘛干嘛是吧
I think that the pressure of work is really something that students don't understand, you know, and、the pressure of school is something that's also forgotten easily by adults.、but I think that、when you're a student, you're always thinking about that hard class that you have, you know, even if it's in the following semester and your classmates or your schoolmates are telling you about that.
读书的时候啊，都觉得那考试挺惨的，有这种压力哈。
对啊。
刚一开始，哎呀，就要有这个 midterm 的压力。刚一过 midterm， 就有这个什么什么 final term 的压力。
什么时候有？对。
什么时候都有考试的压力。
嗯。
但你这工作了以后呢，莫名的你又开始怀念学校的时候那些事儿啊。
对，因为是你的工作，因为是你的事情，你没做好，那个谁都可以说坏话。对，
你说的对啊。
嗯、yeah, I think so. You know, school is just like, oh, I didn't do that well this time. Give me another chance, and they will.
所以你是在学生时代，你可是躲避了一些压力，躲避了一些责任的。
嗯、yeah.
但如果你工作没做好，那你自己就得承担这个后果。
Yeah, yeah.
那是比较严重的。
At work, nobody gives you your academic record. You know, you can make your CV look wonderful, even if you've only worked at a gas station. You know,
也是。
But you have your transcript. Hey, look at me. I have a 95% average for my previous classes. Why are you giving me a 70? You know, that's an easy conversation to have.
也是。那工作以后呢，没有人给你的工作表现来进行评分了。
对。
没有压力了，你想认真做你就好好做，你想偷懒懒散一点，那没有人管你，是吧？
Yeah, yeah.
这也是工作以后的好处啊。但是今天我们这段对话呢，哎，这两个人啊，就是触景生情，开始有点怀旧，怀念自己学生时候的那种表现好的时候，或者是擅长的科目。那一般都是有好的，他去回忆哈、啊。
Yeah.
要是那会儿学生生活很惨，或者过得很糟糕，估计也都不想去回忆了。
Yeah, the grass is always greener on the previous side of the fence, right?
对，这草呢都是之前的那个绿一些哈、啊，还不是别人家的绿一些了。
对对对。
哎，人都是这样，看来都是现在活得太沉重了。
嗯。
好了，今天的两段对话呢也相当精彩。我们首先来听一听，我们今天即将学习到什么。
Okay. Hey, Jingjing.About time you showed up. I was waiting for over an hour. Is everything okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm really sorry I'm late. Traffic is really sluggish today. I should have given you a heads up. Yeah, yeah, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Hey, I said I was sorry. Besides, weren't you late last week when we went to see a movie? Hey, I'm just playing with you. Anyways...I think I know why traffic is so bad today. Oh, yeah? Why is that? Because school is just starting back up. All the students are busy moving back into their dormitories. Oh, that's true. Hey, sometimes I miss the old days of being in school. Work can be more stressful than school sometimes. I know what you mean. I miss being a student, too. But at least now we can live our own lives independently and make a little moolah. Word.Hey, let's use some of that moolah right now and go eat lunch. I'm starving. Good idea. Let's go.
Dialogue 2.
So, what do you miss most about being in school, Mark? I miss the sense of accomplishment after doing well on my tests and homework. Really? So you mean you miss your teachers and parents hailing you for doing a good job? Yeah, basically. So, in other words, you are a teacher's pet.I'll admit I was. I always liked making my teachers happy. What about you? I can't say I was a teacher's pet. Don't get me wrong, I was still a good student and got good grades, but I was never after the approval of my teachers. Oh, I see. Cool. Well, what subject did you like best? Math was always my favorite. I'm a natural number cruncher. You liked math? Cool.You'd probably make a good bean counter if you wanted to. Thanks, but I think I'll stick with being a radio host. That's my passion in life. What's yours? I like teaching English and, of course, helping others. Oh, really? Well, you could help me foot the bill. I suppose I could do that. Waiter, check, please.
哎呀，一段好生动的对话呀！要是两个同学在一起，两个成年人在一起回忆自己的学校生活的话，肯定说的就是这些话哈。
嗯哼。
对了，还有 passion， 我们还可以谈论 passion， 对不对
？Yeah。
学生时代，你还可以谈论自己的未来、你的憧憬、你的梦想。
嗯。
因为那个时候你还没有开始去实现它，你老觉得你可以去实现你的各种的理想 passion。
That's a tough thing to discover. Yeah, I think from working in universities and being in them in the U.S. as well, it's a lot of times people put on like a fake passion.
嗯。
And don't really know what passion is.
但是无论如何呢，你是可以想的，对吧？你可以憧憬的，不像现在，有时候人生过了一些，就是到中年的时候，你会发现，哎，你的 passion 好像没有机会去实现了。这个时候你会很失落，
嗯，
然后又会去想到以前学生时代的那些理想和憧憬。
Yeah.
好，我们一起来学习今天对话了。第一段开始了，马克说：“嘿，晶晶啊，你终于出现了。
”Hey, Jing Jing, about time you showed up.
You showed up.就是出现的意思、
yeah.
什么事情啊或什么人他出现在这个现场叫 showed up、
mm-hmm.
但这里为什么用了一个 about time
It's about time that you showed up Yeah, this is a short form for oral English It's perfectly fine in an informal way
实际上它是 it's about time、
mm-hmm.
有点 finally 的意思对不对
Yeah, exactly
About time you showed up 所以以后呢我们说谁终于出现了就可以用这个句子、
mm-hmm.
About time you showed up
Yep
关键你要掌握 showed up 的意思就是出现。
Yeah.
好，我等了你一个多小时了，没出什么事儿吧
？I was waiting for you for over an hour. Is everything okay?
Be waiting for somebody.
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
这是固定搭配 ，waiting for somebody。哎，那首歌当中怎么唱的 ？I will be right here
waiting for you,
waiting for somebody.
Yeah,
跟着歌就能学会这个表达，叫 waiting for somebody.
Yep, or just waiting. I was waiting. Yeah,
也可以说 I was waiting.
Yeah, both are fine.
For over an hour, 后面还可以接一个时间状语。多长时间了呀？我等了一个多小时了。嗨、
oh. ，
等了这么久。
Mm-hmm.
他还真等了一个多小时。一般来讲
，That's a long time.
啊，迟到了一个多小时，早就走了。
Yeah, really. I've been finished.Eating for over half an hour.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
你没事吧？哎，没事没事，我挺好的。
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. 真的很抱歉，我迟到了。
I'm really sorry I'm late.
道歉的标准用语人人都得会哦。I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm late.、
Mm-hmm, I'm terribly sorry.
I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah.
我非常非常抱歉，太惭愧了。Mm-hmm.哎呀，这个交通实在太糟糕了。
Traffic is really sluggish today.
看看 ，we blame the traffic.
Oh yeah.
任何情况下。
And the traffic blames us.
交通也恨我们，
yeah.
你知道吗？老是给他当背黑锅哈、啊。这锅我不背。Traffic is really
sluggish.
新单词 ，new word， sluggish， sluggish.
Yes.Like a slug. It's that thing that crosses the street for 2 hours. Kind of a worm and it has a flat bottom. So it moves very slowly. Even if it dies, it's still very slow.
Even if it dies.
Or going to die, yeah.
这个 sluggish 就是指某个事物它移动、mm. 或者流动的呀。非常的慢慢
慢
慢。
对对。
像乌龟比乌龟还要慢比蜗牛还要慢。
Yeah.
哎呀特别慢叫 sluggish. 几乎都不动了。The traffic is really sluggish today. 好，我们说形容 traffic 还有些什么样的词语啊 ？What other words can we say?
Traffic jam, rush hour. I mean, you wouldn't say the rush hour is really sluggish, but you'd say it's the heaviest rush hour I've seen, or this is a terrible rush hour. It was a rush 2 hours.
Rush hour 指的就是上下班高峰。
Mm-hmm.
如果你说它是一个 heaviest rush hour，、
right.
指的就是非常繁忙、拥堵、堵塞的交通。
Right.
另外，我们可以说 traffic jam， J-A-M，
yes，
就是堵塞的意思。
Yeah， exactly。
这里呢 ，sluggish 是形容词 ，traffic、right. is really sluggish。哎呀，今天交通太堵了。
Mm-hmm.
Today， 我应该告诉你一声的。
I should have given you a heads up.
I should have done something,、
mm-hmm.
就是我应该做而没有做什么事情，所以要用现在完成、啊、Should have given you a heads up, 给你提前一个头。
Yep, exactly. Yeah, notify you, let you know at the right time. Heads up is all about timing.
它就是一个 phrase, 对吧、
mm-hmm.
固定的搭配、哦
yeah.
啊、Give someone a heads up. 为什么又是 a, 又是 heads 呢？
I guess it could be sent out to multiple people, so it's the same message for everyone. They just need to know that little piece of information. I'm running late. I mean, you could just forward their text message to the other people.
所以这个 heads up 指的是一种通知。
Yeah. Heads up comes from sports, too.You know, if you're practicing football, maybe there are about 8 or 10 balls in the air at any time. Someone kicks one badly, they shout over in that direction, hey, heads up! And everybody looks and doesn't get hit by the ball.
Oh, 可能是跟那个打球或者是棒球什么之类的
yeah,
有关系。
Yeah, exactly.
如果说 hey, everybody heads up, 就是说注意了抬头了。
Yeah, pay attention.
啊、
yeah.
看注意了 看这个了。
Or, you know, before class, everyone's fooling around or something, and they, heads up, the teacher's coming, you know, look like you're studying, please.
班主任进教室了所有同学都要注意了 heads
yeah,
up.
Exactly.
开始 pretend studying.
Yeah, time to pretend
开始假装在学习了。
Yeah.
Heads up, 指的就是一种通知一种注意。所以 give someone a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
就是这里单复数同时用、啊、这个地方就是只说提前通知某个人什么事儿。I should have given you a heads up. 我应该提前告诉你一声的。以后这句话我们就会说了。
Yeah.
马克说哎是啊应该知道还不告诉我一声。
Yeah, yeah, shoulda, coulda, woulda.
我刚才说了这么大一长串意思英文当中用三个短语连用就表达了。
Mm-hmm, those modal verbs.
就是Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Right. Should have, could have, would have. But in this way, we say, yeah, shoulda, coulda, woulda.
那它是什么意思呢?
It means, you know, there's nothing we can change now. It's too late. You did something wrong, and there's no point in saying what you should have done. Because every time, it's just like...不用说我的话 you know.
三词连用 shoulda, coulda, woulda 意思就是说哎得了吧、啊、意思有点那种意思、啊、
It's an idiom, yeah, it's fixed You couldn't say musta, canta, couldn't
you know. 对就是说早知道是这样但是呢你还不告诉我一声、啊
mm-hmm.
是这样那你还说这种话有什么意思呢
对
就这种
对不用说现在太晚了 shoulda, coulda, woulda
马后炮了 不用再说了
对对对
就是 shoulda, coulda, woulda、
yeah.
经常说这句话的时候都有点、那种
yeah, dismissive or
鄙夷的神态
a cute too actually I think it's good
也有点萌哈
yeah, your friends will do that like don't whine you know, I'm your friend but I don't want to hear you whine、yeah.
哎，就说别跟那儿再解释了
对
是吧
对对对
shoulda, coulda, woulda 再、
yeah.
翻个白眼儿就这样、mm. 好今天你就说 hey, 我说我很抱歉的
Hey, I said I was sorry.
I said I was sorry. 况且了，我们上周末去看电影，你不也迟到了吗？
嗯，
对吧
？Sorry, what were you?
我就说 besides.
Yeah, besides, weren't you late for late last week when we went to see a movie?
哎 ，weren't you? 叫 weren't you? 就是说你难道不是、
yeah.
？Weren't you late? 你难道不迟到了吗？
Yeah.
什么时候呢？时间状语 last week when we went to see a movie.
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
当我们去看电影的时候，你不是也迟到了吗？
Yeah.
所以这打平了哈。
Yeah.
马克说啊，我只是逗你玩呢。
Hey, I'm just playing with you.
好，朋友间的轻松俏皮话、
mm-hmm.
叫 playing with you.
Yeah.
就是跟你开玩笑。
Yeah, exactly. I'm just joking with you. I'm just playing with you.
注意可以说 play with somebody.
Yes.
Joke with somebody.
Yeah.Tease you.、Yeah.
Oh, tease 也可以。
Yeah.
逗你玩。
Yeah.
就是 play with somebody. I'm、mm-hmm. just playing with you. 我只是逗你玩呢。而且呢我想我知道为什么今天的交通如此糟糕了。
Anyways, I think I know why traffic is so bad today.
I think I know why traffic was so bad today. 平常话。我知道为什么今天的交通如此糟糕。你看看说回忆学校生活一大段还得说这个由头是什么呢、
mm-hmm.
回忆学校生活由头是什么所以生活中的用语都很重要啊、
right.
听说啊是吗那为什么呀
Oh yeah? Why is that?
Oh yeah? Why is that? 因为学校都陆续开学了
Because school is just starting back up
School is just starting 刚刚开始看这个短语Back up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Starting back up. Yeah.
Starting back up 是什么意思啊?
Well, start up is a phrasal verb. So that means to resume, you know, or to introduce something, to launch something. So starting back up, yeah, that actually does mean resume. You can put the back in the middle of the phrasal verb. It's not the object. So starting back up means to continue something as it was before, to resume it.
就是说继续什么样的事情、
mm-hmm. yeah.
叫 start back up.明明是可以说 start up,
Yeah.
就是说又重新开始了。
We're starting up a company, we're starting up a band, yeah. Or we're starting up school for the new year.
哎，这 start up 呢本来是一个固定用法，这里个 back 放在中间呢、
mm-hmm.
照样是这个意思，一点都不改变。
Yeah. So we can use this even after the October national holiday or the May day, you know, school starting back up after the May holiday. Yeah.
哎，也是哈，任何的假期过后呢又重新开始了、
mm-hmm.
都可以说 start back up.
Right.
Accompanying starting back up.
Right.
School starting back up.
Yes.
都这么说，哎，这些词语好生动啊。
Mm-hmm.
这学校的同学马上就可以拿回学校去显摆显摆用一用了哈。Because school is just starting back up.、
Yeah.
学校呢都又重新开学了，所有的学生呢都在忙着搬回他们的宿舍去。
All the students are busy moving back into their dormitories.
这是一句大实话哈。
Yeah.
哎，怎么来形容同学们忙着搬回宿舍呢？这么说 ，All the students.周宇 are busy moving back. Busy doing something, 就是忙着做某事、
mm-hmm.
对不对 Moving back into their
dormitories.
Dormitory.
Yeah, that's the formal word for dorm.、Yeah.
美国人是不是这么喜欢说
Yeah, we'll say dorm. Yeah,
dorm.
Absolutely.
学生宿舍叫 dormitory.
Yeah.
在挺难的这单词的发音哈
Dormitory.
Dormitory.
Yeah.
听上去就是好多人挤在一起的感觉、
mm-hmm.
Packed
yeah,
up
Noisy
Dormitory、mm-hmm. 宿舍学生们呢都忙着搬回宿舍去好、
mm-hmm.
金就说哦原来如此啊
Oh that's true、
啊、确实如此 That's true、
mm-hmm.
好了你看总是触景生情一听到说别人在搬回宿舍自己就开始怀念了、
yeah.
啊，这个时候就真正的开始 back to school 了，我们的记忆呢就飞回去了。这个时候，我们的第一句微信挑战也就来了。中文是怎么说的？有时候啊，我真的很怀念学生时代，因为有时候我的工作呢比学习紧张多了。好了，今天我们的微信挑战就开始了，看一看第一波的同学有哪些。第一位，段丽。
Okay, I sometimes miss my student time.Now, my work pressure is much heavier than study. Okay, so the first sentence is almost okay. Instead of time, we'll say, I sometimes miss my student days. Because the days when you were a student, refers to those years even that you were studying. If you say student time, I'm thinking of like between 4 and 5 o'clock every day. 四点到五点我学韩语，你学那个英语，这是 student time. Even if you're 40 years old or 50 or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, so student time 是指的学习时间。
Mm-hmm.
三点到五点有什么课这种
对
那如果你想说时代的话应该是 student days、
right.
会更加准确
The second sentence needs some more changes、It was originally Now my work pressure is much heavier than study Work pressure should be changed to Pressure from work、
oh.
Yeah, work pressure is not really a noun that we use Or two nouns that we couple together like
这个很重要啊说工作压力呢不能直接说 work pressure 各位同学、
yeah.
听好了哈、
yeah.
只能说Pressure from work.
Yep. And then the second one is then study. Study as a noun refers to two things which are not 我的学习 One of them is a room in your house. If you have a big house, you have a room that's kind of a library and kind of an office. That's your study. Instead of saying study room, we just say study. Also, the other one is if you have a research project...And you're doing some experiments or you're looking at some statistics, you have a study that you're conducting、
mm.
and it's going to be published. That's a study.
Wow, 这个单词太重要了 Study, 人人都知道的词语但是不能说 my study.
Right.
因为 my study 的意思是指第一你的学习场所空间
Yeah.
第二你学习研究的一些东西和项目
So the simplest way to change my study is just to pluralize it.It's kind of a shortcut. We say my studies.
如果你加上一个 s 复数形式 my studies,
yeah,
就可以表达我的学习了。
That sentence again with the changes. Now my pressure from work feels heavier than what I felt from my studies.
哎，这么纠正一下以后就好多了。
Yeah.
你看一句话我们是不是收获特多呀？好，第二句来自 Danny 的语音。
Sometimes I miss student age very much. I think work is more nervous than study in school.
Okay, so for the first sentence, we can apply the same change. Sometimes I miss my student days very much.The second sentence, I think work is more nervous than study in school, we can change nervous to nerve-wracking.
nervous 紧张，这里说的紧张不是那种紧张，这里紧张是压力大，所以老师给你一个新词叫 nerve wracking。
Right, it's nerve hyphen R-A-C-K-I-N-G. It's like putting your nerves on some torture table、
哎、
and stretching them out. Like, ah, this is so frustrating. I'm feeling nervous now.
这种是那种精神的压力大。嗯压力大知道吧不是说你现在手脚出汗那种紧张
对我有什么感觉不是我的工作有什么感觉
好这个词先写下来啊一会儿下来以后查字典、
mm-hmm.
给你一个新词叫 nerve wracking
right
好第三位 Lily 王丽
Sometimes I really miss my school time Working is intenser than studying from time to time Here it is with the changes Sometimes I really miss my school daysWorking is more intense than studying sometimes.、
哦、他把那个比较级给你改了一下。Intenser 不这么说、
mm-hmm.
,more intense.
Right, yeah.
秒然新同学。
Sometimes I miss the epoch of being a student. Working is more tenser than learning. Okay, so I like the word epoch. It's kind of 夸张 and you don't really need it for school, but it's a cool word. You know, we think of an epoch as some exciting time in history,、
mm.
you know, like when the Greeks were really powerful and making all kinds of business and plays and literature and art. You know, that's a cool epoch.
So, 他那个 epoch 这单词用得特别好他自己大胆发挥的、
yeah.
这个词指的是历史上的某些兴盛的时代这样的
yeah, yeah.、The second sentence, working is more tenser than learning. Learning is fine. You can do that for,studying instead、although it implies the result as opposed to the action so、mm. sometimes we need to change that I change it to working makes me feel more tense than studying does
更准确了是 working makes me feel more intense、
mm-hmm. yeah,
than、
exactly. studying does
studying、
yeah.
就好了啊高远
Sometimes I miss my student life very much since being employed is more stressful than being a studentThank you for trying to make this all one sentence. You know, and since is a fine conjunction for that, but I think we can leave these as two sentences. Here it is with the changes. Sometimes I miss my student life very much. Since becoming employed, my life has become more stressful than when I was a student.
还是要用一个动词 becoming employed.
Yeah.
会更好一些准确一些不过你的句子结构还是把握的挺好的
Because it's not always the same for everyone This sounds so declarative for everyone's experience、yeah.
最后一位踏沙行
Okay Sometimes I reminisce about my school days Work sometimes is much more pressure than study Okay so the first sentence is fine Sometimes I reminisce about my school days、
mm.
Work here it is with the changes Work sometimes puts much more pressure on me than studyingWork sometimes puts much more pressure on me than studying.
发现老师给大家改的这些啊，都不一例外的加了一个就是动作的承受者，
mm-hmm.
对不对 ？It's 就是说是 put much more pressure on me.
Right.
但你凭空说 work is pressure 是什么意思呢？你肯定是针对我这个主体承受体来说，它是给我 put 一些 pressure on me 的，
right.
对吧
？Yeah, you could say work is pressure, kind of like.Coulda, shoulda, woulda. You know, if someone's like, oh man, I have these deadlines and everything's so tough. I have like three different bosses. Then you can say, you know what? Work is pressure.
哦，这种情况。
Yeah, like a metaphor.
要说这东西是对你来讲，工作比学习紧张多了，你还是要更加的准确。
对 ，work 给我这个什么？
好，我们来看原文当中这句话是怎么说的呢？有时候我很怀念学生时代。来，我们看我们的这句 sentence.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I miss the old days of being in school.Work can be much more stressful than school sometimes.
再听一遍啊 Sometimes I miss 我想念我怀念 the old days 那些过去的时光
Yeah, those long time past days.
哎呀，那些很早以前的时光了
Yeah.
The old days of
being in school
就是在学校的那些时光、
mm-hmm. yeah.
你看用词好简单 Work can be more stressfulCan be more, 就是工作它能够更紧张 stressful,、
mm-hmm. yeah.
压力大 than school sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
这怎么说？好，接下来我们往下看。马克说：“是啊，我也怀念学生时代。”
I
know what you mean.、
Yeah.
一句话，我懂你。
Mm-hmm.
我懂。
Just, yeah.
我可是现在的我，我也很怀念了。
Yeah, I miss being a student too.
I miss being a student too. 注意时态哦 miss doing,
yeah,
是吧
absolutely.
Miss doing、
yeah.
something, 是我想念做什么时候我想念做学生的时候、
mm-hmm.
但是现在的好处是我们 可以独立生活并且赚钱啊。
But at least now we can live our own lives independently and make a little moolah.
At least now, at least, 至少现在 we can live our own lives,、
mm-hmm.
live one's own lives, 就是独立生活。
Yeah.
Being independent.
Yeah.
独立生活。同时呢 make a little
moolah.
Moolah 是个什么词语啊 ?M-O-O-L-A.
It's a really informal way to say 钱。
啊、yeah. 口语俚语。
对。钱
很不这个不常用的吗还是很常用的、啊、
It's careless. You know, it's kind of like, hey, I've got lots of moolah right now. I'm not really worried about it. It's a way of being、free about thinking about money.
就很随意的那么说
对对有点钱可以花 enjoy.
就是 make moolah. Make moolah. A little moolah. 就是赚点小钱花花。
对。
好对听说没错。
Word.
哟你说了个什么词啊
Yeah, word up, it's an idiom.
Word,
means
词语啊
What you've said is just right.
哦、oh,
太对啊。
哦、oh?
对。
我就说 word.
Word.
Word, 意思就是太对了。
Mm-hmm. Formally, you could say, oh, that's logical.
哦、oh, 那太正式了吧。
对啊。
如果我说嗯确实是 oh, that's logical.
Yeah.
太正式了。
对。
直接说没错叫 word.
Word.、Yeah.
好 hey,那让我们花点票子吧。
Hey, let's use some of that moolah right now and go eat lunch.
你看，就是我们汉语说的票子、
mm-hmm.
那意思就是 moolah. Let's use some of that moolah right now. 那我们现在就去花点 moolah.
Yeah.
然后呢 go eat lunch. 我们去吃午饭吧。
对。
那我都快饿死了。
I'm starving.
I'm starving. 好主意。
Good idea.
Let's go.
Let's go.
那我们就去吧。好，第二段啊。开始哎，不过我们要再把第一段的这个 new words 给大家
sure yeah, let's have a look
温习第一个短语我们学了
about time、
or it's about time
yeah it's about time you finished your schoolwork、
哦、你终于完成你的功课了、
mm-hmm.
它就是终于的意思等于 finally
yes
另外
sluggish
通常指 traffic 很慢很缓慢
yeah、traffic jam the traffic is super sluggish、
哎、we have aGive someone
a heads up.
就是提前通知某人某事。
Mm-hmm.
然后我们还有那个马后炮的叫
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
现在说也晚了对不对你早该、mm-hmm. 那你早该做什么去了
Yeah.、
另外
Play with someone.
和某人开玩笑 or、yeah. joke with someone.
Yeah, I was just playing with you.
另外我们还有
The good old days, the old days.
过去的时光啊。
Yeah. Moolah.
票子金钱。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.And word.
年轻人的流行语这里类似我明白。
Yeah, word.
是不是
嗯、mm-hmm.
好来我们来看看第二段啊我们的美好时光开始了。Jingjing and Mark are sitting down at a restaurant having a conversation. 我们开始在餐厅就聊开了。
对。
马克啊学校最让你怀念的是什么呢
So, what do you miss most about being in school, Mark?
好这个最怀念我们英文怎么说呀、
mm-hmm.
叫 what do you miss about...What do you miss most?
Yeah, that's a good formation. What do you miss most about? What is the thing that you miss the most?
这个 miss most about something 啊，它不是说 most missing 什么什么，它是说的是 miss most about.
Yeah, because most is thrown in almost as an emphasis point.
它是一种最一种强调，
对，
所以甩在中间啊。注意这个语序哦。What do you miss most about、
mm-hmm.
being 怎么怎么样
？Being in school.
这句话如果你以后想说的话，说什么什么东西最让你怀念的是什么？你就说、mm-hmm. What do you miss most about being 怎么怎么样
？Yeah. What do you miss about being a rock star? What do you miss about being in New York? What do you miss about being unemployed? Whatever it was, yeah.
Wonderful life.
Yeah.
以前还是 rock star.
Unemployed rock star in New York. You know who can ask for more? Right?
That's life. That's life.、
Mm-hmm.
那你最怀念的是什么、啊、你最怀念你当摇滚歌星的时候、
mm-hmm.
啊、你最怀念你失业的时候
对
你最怀念你在纽约的时候
对、
哎、都得是 miss about being 怎么怎么样、
mm-hmm.
这里是 being in school、
yeah.
在学校、
mm-hmm.
最怀念什么呢、哎、马克是这么说的他说我最怀念考试考得好完成家庭作业之后的那种成就感
对 I miss the sense of accomplishment after doing well on my tests and homework
他 miss 的是什么呀他 miss 的是那种 sense of accomplishment、
mm-hmm.
成就感
，Yeah，
accomplishment 成就，
嗯哼
，sense 感觉，
对，成就的感觉
，sense of accomplishment 叫成就感、
嗯，
那是什么成就感呢？是 after 之后，什么之后呢 ？Doing well on my tests，、
嗯、
那叫。考试考得好，
对 ，get your results and you're like, whoa, that's awesome.
Doing well on my tests,
对
，and homework,、
yeah.
家庭作业做得好。
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
哎呀，这个家庭作业做得好和考试考得好，那可不是每个人都有的呀。
Not everyone has that feeling. I would say in any class, you've got just like the grades show. You know, 80% of the students are disappointed. Yeah.
大部分80%的都对自己的考试不满意哈，
对，
所以这个人要是能怀念自己当时考得好
，Yeah, the glass is 20% full, you know,
绝对就是当年的学霸了哈。
Yeah,
人啊都怀念自己风光的时候，是不是？
Mm-hmm.
哪个人怀念自己一败涂地的时候啊？
对，
没怀念的
啊，
都是怀念自己的这个风风光光的啊，就 good academic performance。
Yeah，
这里他就是说我的 sense of accomplishment，、
mm-hmm.
我就怀念有成就感。After doing well on my tests and homework。
Yes，
晶晶说真的吗
？Really？
所以你的意思就是说，你实际上是怀念。老师和家长称赞你学习好是吗？
嗯，
好，这是我们今天的第二段微信挑战啊，六位同学请出列，我们都来看一看你们的表现。小凯
，So you're saying that you've missing the feeling when senior people praises you about your academic performance. First of all, academic performance is great. It sounds a little formal, but it's great English, and I think it's a good place for this、in the conversation.
嗯。
You've missing the feeling. You could say you've been missing the feeling, but we could go even simpler than that. So you're saying that you miss the feeling you got when, and senior people, you don't really need to say that. When I hear senior and we're talking about school, I'm imagining upperclassmen who are about to graduate. You're talking about people who are older than you, like parents or teachers. So just use the word elders. 老人、老师、父母都是 elders, 对。So, you're saying that you miss the feeling you got when elders praised you about your academic performance?
就好了。
Yeah.
Senior 在这里呢，指的可能应该是更高年级的同学。
Yeah.
而不是指的是老师长辈。
对。
所以 the older 就可以了。
Yeah.
好。另外呢，你的那个 praised 要加过去式哈。Academic performance, 学业。哎呀，这个词用的特别好。
Right.
几乎是完美的。
Yeah.
赤豆圆小 next one.
Okay, so you couldn't forget it when your parents and teachers gave you credit for your good studying performance. Is that what you mean? Pretty good. Studying performance, we could probably change it to academic performance. We're just more used to hearing that as a collocation, academic performance.
就这个问题哈，
对，
就 studying 换成 academic 就好了。
Yeah.
所以整个句子都很流畅。
Yeah.
Give you credit 也很好啊。
Yeah,
表扬你啊，对不对？
Yeah.
好，接下来有语音了，保护地下水。
So do you mean what you miss is teachers and parents praise you are good at studying?
Okay. This is a fairly complicated sentence, and I think we can make some changes, and here they are with the changes. So what you mean is that you miss the praise you received about your studies from your parents and teachers, right? That would work just fine. So I think it's a nice sentence that brings in a lot of detail, and we can move that around a little bit and make that good.
按照老师给你修改的会更加好一些。接下来是 Anya.
Hello.So, you mean it's nostalgic to get a compliment with your study from teachers and your parents, isn't it?
Okay, good. So, we can make some of the changes we talked about before. Your study could be your studies. And if this is a question, we could put right at the end, but you wouldn't need it necessarily. So, with the changes, so...You're nostalgic about getting compliments on your studies from your teachers and your parents, right? That would be fine.
Nostalgic 这个单词在这里可以用哈。
Yeah, nostalgic should be you are nostalgic, she is nostalgic, not it's nostalgic.
应该是某个人 is nostalgic.
Yeah.
因为这是怀旧怀念的意思。
Yeah, nostalgia is something that lots of people experience together.
哎，那是一种怀旧思乡之情。
对。
那它这个应该是不是 it's nostalgic, 而是 You mean you are nostalgic.
Yeah. I mean, you could say it's nostalgia that you're experiencing, but that's if you're collecting things from your student days, like old lunchboxes or whatever.
裘小鸭。
So you mean that you missed the price by teachers or parents sometimes before, are you?
Mm-hmm. That's fine. When you say miss, we're usually looking for a noun. So it could be, so you mean that you miss the praise you got from teachers or parents, don't you?
Ah, miss the praise, 把它换成一个名词就好了。
Mm-hmm.
啊，直接动词谓语加宾语是最好的。
Right.
Mulberry.
Okay. Well, did you mean that you miss the praises from teachers and parents for your study? Okay, so that last word, let's change it to studies, right?And you know what? Actually, a lot of times people say parents and teachers instead of teachers and parents. It's kind of a weird thing. It sounds nitpicky, but we're used to hearing parents and teachers. You know, and if you say teachers and parents, then give a little more detail in whatever it is you are saying about how your teachers may have praised you first. You know, like you're leaving school and somebody jumped out of their classroom to say, Jing Jing, great job on that test this morning. I just checked your answers and you're the top student. And you're like, wow, I can't wait to tell my parents, you know. But usually it's just parents and teachers.
通常是老师家长，但是我们英文中会说 parents and teachers.
Yeah.
是这个语序。
Yeah. Parent teacher conferences, we always say those.
老师给我们纠正的好细致啊。
对。
好了，就是这些同学，我们来看这句话的标准应该怎么说呢
？Okay, so you mean you missed your teachers and parents hailing you for doing a good job?
好，我们看他 miss 的是什么哈 ？So you mean 你的意思是 you missed your parents and teachers or teachers and parents?
That's fine. Yeah.
对吗
Hailing you. Yeah.
H-A-I-L. Hail somebody. 什么意思啊
Well, that's like what we were talking about. You know, if you're saying teachers and parents first, I mean, your teacher can hail you when the bell rings and everyone's leaving school. It's like, hey, Jing Jing, top math student today. Thank you. You know, it's like you're hailing a taxi.
表扬啊。
Yeah.
大呼小叫啊那种啊赞扬啊致敬啊。
Mm-hmm.
Hailing you for doing a good job.
Yeah.
一个 doing a good job 就可以表达你学习好、
mm-hmm.
哎、用词多么灵活呀、
yeah.
就这么说特别简单 So you mean you missed your teachers and parents hailing you for doing a good job、
mm-hmm.
是啊基本上是这样
Yeah that's fine doing a good job yeah.
Yeah.
Academic performance is so formal
Basically
Yeah
Mm-hmm. 他就说嘛，马克就说 Yeah basically
Yeah basically
就是这样了、
mm-hmm.
那所以换句话说你是老师的宠儿咯
So in other words you were a teacher's pet
In other words, 换句话说 you are a teacher's pet.、
Mm-hmm. Teacher's pet.
小宠物嘛 pet.
Yeah, yeah.
猫猫狗狗叫 pet.
To be cute for the teacher, yeah.
有点意思、mm-hmm. 有点比喻的意思。原来你是老师的哈巴狗啊不能这么说。
Yeah.
你是老师的宠儿。
Mm.
马克说我承认我确实是。
I'll admit I was.、Mm-hmm.
我就是老师的宠儿。
对。
我总是喜欢让我的老师高兴。
I always liked making my teachers happy.
I always liked making my teachers happy. 是不是应该 I always good at making my teachers happy?
I was always good at making my teachers happy. That'd be fine. Yeah.
是吧
Yeah.
其实是他是 good at.
Yeah. 、mm-hmm.
他是很擅长啊讨老师欢心啊。
Yeah.
你呢
What about you?
你呢我不能说我是老师的宠儿了。
I can't say I was a teacher's pet.
I can't say. 我不能说。
对。
我没法说 I was a teacher's pet.
Right.
我不是老师的宠儿。但是你也不要误会我的意思。
Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong. 这句话用得特别多。
Yeah, that's a useful phrase.
就怕别人误会自己。
对。
就是 don't get me wrong. 哎，别误会啊，别误会我啊。
对。
我仍然是个好学生。
I was still a good student and got good grades.
你看 I was still a good student and got good grades.、
Mm-hmm.
Got 取得 good grades, 很好的成绩。
对。
你看我也是个好学生乖学生我也有很好的成绩。但是我从来不在意老师的表扬。
But I was never after the approval of my teachers.
你看一句话比你档次高。
Yeah.
I was never...After the approval of my teachers,、
mm-hmm.
after the approval of somebody, approval 是表扬赞扬。
Yeah.
那你在 after the approval of somebody 的意思就是你是跟着那个表扬走的。
Yeah, chasing them for approval.、
Ah.
Hey, teacher, check my paper again. Yeah.
但这里他说 I never after the approval of my teachers.、
Mm-hmm.
我不在意老师的表扬。
Yeah, that just wasn't me. Yeah.
我做好自己就行了。
Mm-hmm.
我不像你，你还在乎老师表扬。
对，
你比较那个什么的点哈。马克说，哦，我明白了。
Oh, I see.
Cool.
Cool.
不错哈。
Yeah.
那你最喜欢什么科目呢？
Well, what subject did you like best?
这句话要学会了。What subject do you like best?
Yeah, better than favorite.
Like best.、Mm-hmm. 你最喜欢什么 subject?
对。
科目呢？数学是我的最爱。
Mm-hmm.
我天生就会和数字打交道，这句话特别难，但是今儿有特别多的人选择这一段，我们来选择几位表达一下啊。 Daisy:
Mathematics is my favorite all the time. I'm really good when it comes to deal with numbers. Okay, so we can take that all the time phrase and actually make it into something like a word. So it's all time, all hyphen time.
All time.
Yeah, mathematics is my all timeFavorite.
All time 变成一个形容词、
mm-hmm.
永远的最爱，一直的最爱。
Otherwise we don't need all the time. Mathematics is my favorite.
好、yeah. 牛牛。
Math has always been my favorite subject. I was born to deal with numbers. 百分之百
正确、
uh-huh. 对，
是不是一百分啊？
对啊，
真好，
没问题。
Was born to deal with. 我生来就是跟数字打交道的。你看看李林。
Math has always been my favorite. I was born to deal with numbers.
哎，你这个语音有点吵哈，下次要安静一些哈。
Yeah, that's fine. This is a fine sentence. It's the same as the other one. And I think if you don't pause between the first sentence and the second one, you could add a conjunction and make this one sentence. Math has always been my favorite.As I was born to deal with numbers. Or, math has always been my favorite because I was born to deal with numbers.
加一个连词，有前因后果。
Yeah, no problem.
Zoe W.
Math has always been my favorite. I was born to have dealing with numbers. Yeah, dealing we should change to dealings, plural. That's it. Math has always been my favorite. I was born to have dealings with numbers. Or, with numbers rather than people. Because we usually say dealings with people.
好、
mm-hmm.
The cherish.
Math is my favorite. I was born to be good math.
Okay. Good at math. Other than that, 100%. Or you could say I was born to do math.
就好了。
Mm-hmm.
Carol.
Math is always my favorite. I was born to deal with figures.
Okay. That one's 100%, pretty well. Yeah.
也很好哈。
Yeah.
好的。还有一位同学呢是
Jenny,
是 Jenny,
也是口语的，
也是有口语的哈、
嗯、语
好，来老师帮他念一下吧。
Sure, math is my favorite. I was born to deal with figure. Okay, so same thing, we should pluralize figures. To deal with is fine. So you can say math is my favorite. I was born to deal with figures.
好
yeah, yeah, or I favor math if you're not making it favorite. Yeah.
要加就要加 figures.
Yeah, figures.
好，数字哈。Mm-hmm. 来，我们看原句是怎么说的。
Okay. Math is always my favorite. I'm a natural number crusher.
Cruncher. Ooh, 这里说 math was always my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
总是我的最爱。好，他是这么说，他说我是一个 natural, 一个很自然的。
Yeah.
Number cruncher.
Number cruncher, yeah.
Number cruncher 是什么意思、啊、
Well, number cruncher has a negative connotation. You think of somebody working like a machine and you're just crunching the numbers, you know, like they're peanuts or something like that.
数字碾压者。
对对对对对number cruncher. But if you're a natural at something, you're praising yourself. That's good.
那如果你加上一个 natural 的话，你就不再是个数字碾压者了，而是一个你很擅长和数字打交道的人、
mm-hmm.
叫 number cruncher.
Yeah.、
啊我看喜欢数学的人应该都记得住这句话了。
嗯哼，
好，但是一般喜欢数学的人都不大喜欢学外语。
对对对，
是不是学外语的有时候数学成绩也不大好？
不这么容易啊。对，
既然喜欢数学哈，马克说你喜欢数学。
Yeah, I like studying numbers. Yeah.
来下一句话，马克说。
You liked math? Cool.
天哪，太厉害。
嗯哼。
如果你愿意的话，你可以成为一个优秀的会计师。
You'd probably make a good bean counter if you wanted to.
You'd probably make a, 就是成为一个。
Mm-hmm, yeah.
这个叫数豆豆的人。
Bean counter. Yeah. Well, it's an accountant. It's an informal way of saying someone's an accountant. For each profession, which most people respect, there's a way of referring to the job as in a disrespectful way. So for psychiatrists, it's shrink. You know, you should go see a shrink or something. For an accountant, it's bean counter.
哎，对了，你看这个很多的职业，它都有个正式的说法和一个不正式的说法，
对
不
对？
那个 bean counter 就是 accountant 的一种民间的说法。
对。
那比如说像 psychiatrist 的心理医生，就有咱们以前学过那个词叫 shrink。
对 ，shrink。
在那个 Anne Lee 李安的那个《比利林恩的中场休息》啊，这部片子里面啊，
对，
那个姐姐就问这个。就问这个比利林恩，就说you want to see a shrink？
嗯哼，
你要不要去看心理医生啊？等等。
Yeah.
当时他用的就是这个单词 shrink，
exactly.、Yeah.
是吧？所以都有一些这样民间的说这个职业的词语。这里 bean counter 指的就是会计师。
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to，
right？ If you wanted to，
谢谢。
Thanks。
但是呢，我想我还是会坚持做一名电台主持人。
But I think I'll stick with being a radio host。
I think I'll stick with doing something、
mm-hmm.
坚持做什么样的事情、
yep.
一直不放弃
yeah, stick with it、yeah.
stick with 什么呢 with being a radio host、
mm-hmm.
一个电台主持人 host 就是主持人了
对
好他说哎呦那个时候就知道自己要做 radio host 了、
yeah.
哎不得了啊这才是我生命中的热情所在
that's my passion in life
好说吧同学们你生命中的热情是什么说这句话啊 That's my passion in life
Yes, yeah
Passion in life、
mm-hmm. My passion in life
生命中的 passion 马克老师您的 passion in life 是什么
I like communication of all types Yeah
交流、huh?
Yeah I also like to get in the middle of a conflict and、see both sides of it. So if it's not my problem and two people, not on the street, but maybe at work or something, have a disagreement, I can usually get in the middle and see both sides and help them to reach an agreement.
Wow.
It's fun.
这是一种能力耶。
Well, you know, if you do it at a high level, it is. At a low level, you're looking for trouble, but it's still interesting for me.
哇塞，马克老师喜欢这个调解纠纷。
Yeah.
Ha.
Yeah, a mediator.
做那个事情、啊
yeah.
做沟通者和交流者诶那你现在也相当于这个角色哦因为你是 between West and East.
There's a lot of that.
你在做的工作现在就是
Sometimes I think I should just get a stamp or maybe 10 of them and it's like, here's your stamp, this is what you should do instead of having to write it or explain it on my phone or something. Yeah.
但你现在 actually you play a role of a communicator
yeah, basically.
Between West and East.
Yeah, yeah.
现在你正好就在中间的这个事情上
yeah
所以这就是你的 passion in life、mm-hmm. 啊 What's yours 你的呢
对
马克说我喜欢教英语
I like teaching English and of course
还有帮助他人
helping others
哎呀这个很好啊、
mm-hmm.
helping others 应该都成为我们的生命中的热情
yeah、
啊、帮助别人是件很美好的事情 啊真的吗太好了
oh really
那个你能不能帮我把单买了
well could you help me foot the bill
你看太会利用人的善良了
yeah, help us out
你看人家是好人你就踩上去踩一脚、
yeah.
你就非要去利用人家就不能好好相处吗、
嗯、
Could you help me foot the bill Foot 是脚对不对
Yeah
Foot the bill
Yeah
脚什么单啊
take care of it Do the footwork to pay the bill Yeah
其实就等于 take care of、
mm-hmm. yeah.
就是帮我负责了我的单啦、
啊、Yeah
帮我买单啦、啊
yeah.
Foot the bill 也是一种买单的说法能不能啊马克说我想我能做这一点
I suppose I could do that
I suppose I can do that、
yeah.
我想我能够做这一点、
yeah.
服务员买单
Waiter check please
服务员 Waiter、
mm-hmm.
check please、
yeah.
买单叫 check please、
yeah.
or bill please 也可以吧
Bill is okay Usually we think of a bill for your electricity or your heat at home、
mm.
But the check is this slip for today's mealYeah, just something informal.
Check 就是今天的菜单。
对，什么票？对。
马克老师，您去餐厅吃饭的时候会不会说服务员？
在中国，
哎，
也可以吧？对，
会说吗？
对对，服务员，快点过来吧。
会不会说带儿化音的服务员？
服务员，对对对对，
也可以、啊。
对对对，我在那个羊肉串的地方，那可以吧？
要我在羊肉串的地方，
服务员。
那您知道售票员怎么说？
售票 ，make me a small receipt
对。对
，yeah，in store receipt， a slip， yeah
。服务员啊，叫 waiter， check please、
嗯。
好，这就是第二段了，我们也学完了。好，来看看第二段的短语有哪些啊？
好，
第一个叫做赞美，
对 ，hail，
hail、
yeah.
算是新单词 ，h a i l 一个动词、嗯。
Teacher's pet，
老师的宠儿。
对 ，Don't get me wrong。
不要误会我的意思、
mm-hmm.
或者是不瞒您说
对 bean counter
bean counter 就是那个会计师、啊、
对 stick with something.
坚持做某事儿，不会改变的。
对。
或者是 stick with doing something.
Right. My passion in life.
我生活中最大的热情、
mm-hmm.
我最喜欢的东西，我的嗜好什么的。
对。Foot the bill.
Foot the bill.、
Yeah.
买单。
对。
还有一个Number cruncher.
Number cruncher, an accountant.
对了，擅长和数字打交道的人。
对对对、
哎。这个第二段呢，稍微有点难，我们请马克老师再来把第二段给我们走一遍吧。
Sure, yeah.、
啊、the second dialogue.
Absolutely.、Just、
第二段啊、
yep.
就是 Jingjing and Mark are sitting down at a restaurant having a conversation.
So, what do you miss most about being in school, Mark?I miss the sense of accomplishment after doing well on my tests and homework. Really? So you mean you miss your teachers and parents hailing you for doing a good job? Yeah, basically. So, in other words, you were a teacher's pet. I'll admit I was. I always liked making my teachers happy. What about you? I can't say I was a teacher's pet. Don't get me wrong, I was still a good student and got good grades.But I was never after the approval of my teachers. Oh, I see. Cool. Well, what subject did you like best? Math was always my favorite. I'm a natural number cruncher. You like math? Cool. You'd probably make a good bean counter if you wanted to. Thanks, but I think I'll stick with being a radio host. That's my passion in life. What's yours? I like teaching English and, of course, helping others. Oh, really?Well, could you help me foot the bill? I suppose I could do that. Waiter, check, please.
好，这是今天的两段对话。我们回忆了一下那些 best old days,、
mm-hmm.
在学校时候那些叱咤风云的时刻。
The good old days.、
哎、这个叫学霸的时代。
Mm-hmm.
学习成绩不好的一般就不会再回忆以前的时候了。
Yeah.
学成绩一好的一般来讲他工作的时候都会比较顺利一些。
Yeah.
以后的日子都会比较好一些。
You're going to be nostalgic about everything.
说的也是哈、
哦 yeah.
要说怀旧的话停不下来，什么事情就得怀旧。
对。
尤其是那些好的时光。
Yeah.
享受过快乐的幸福的时候。
Yeah, think about your future self, not your past self so much.
也是要不要去太多想过去、
yeah.
所以多想想未来吧。
Let your future self come and tell you how nostalgic they are about your present day.
让你未来的自己来告诉你那个时候你会多么的怀念现在的你。
嗯、mm-hmm.
啊、升华了升华了、
yeah.
升华了升华了。好，今天的节目就是这样了啊。我们的这本教材呢在各大网店上都有销售，我们的微信公众号英语 PK 台推送节目的音频和全文本。马克老师一会儿给大家把参加练习的同学的分数打了，我们也会推送在公众号上。
Yeah, thank you for sending those in.
谢谢马克老师。
Hey, thank you. Yeah.
我们下次再见。